Your AI agent just forgot everything you told it last week. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 176. I'm Iso, and Boone, we're talking about something that's been driving me absolutely crazy in production. Agents that can't remember context across sessions.
Right, and this observational memory approach from Mastra is actually solving that in a really clever way. They're getting 10x cost savings while beating RAG on long context benchmarks.
Okay, so why does this matter right now? Because everyone's moving from those quick chatbot demos to actual persistent agents embedded in real products. And the memory problem is brutal.
Exactly. Traditional RAG keeps invalidating your prompt cache because it's dynamically injecting different context every turn. So you're paying full token costs instead of getting those 4 to 10x caching discounts from OpenAI and Anthropic.
And from a user perspective, imagine you're using an agent in your CMS 3 weeks later, and it has zero memory that you asked for reports in a specific format. That's not a bug. That's a broken product experience.
So let me walk through how observational memory actually works, because the architecture is surprisingly elegant. They split the context window into two blocks.
Break that down for me.
First block contains observations. These are compressed data notes from previous conversations. Second block holds raw message history from your current session. Two background agents manage the whole thing. When unobserved messages hit 30,000 tokens, that's configurable, the observer agent kicks in. It compresses those messages into new observations and appends them to the first block. The original messages get dropped entirely.
And what happens when the observations themselves get too big?
That's where the reflector comes in. At 40,000 tokens of observations, it restructures the whole log, combines related items, removes superseded information, but keeps that event-based structure intact.
So instead of getting documentation-style summaries like traditional compaction, you're maintaining an actual decision log?
Exactly. It's not the user-discussed reports. It's January 15th. User requested weekly content reports segmented by author and view count at specific, dated, actionable.
The economics here are fascinating, though. How are they getting to that 10x cost reduction?
It's all about prompt caching. The observation block is append only until reflection runs. That means your system prompt plus existing observations form a consistent prefix that gets cached across many conversation turns. Most memory systems can't do this because they change the prompt every turn with dynamic retrieval. Cache miss, full token cost every single time.
Right. So you get cache hits on everything until you hit that 30K threshold. An observer runs. Even then, you're just appending new observations to the existing block. So you still get partial cache hits.
And reflection only runs when observations hit 40K tokens, which is way less frequent. Their average context window for the benchmark was around 30K tokens total, way smaller than full conversation history would require.
The benchmark results are pretty compelling, too. They scored 94.87% on long memeval with GPT-5 mini and 84.23% with GPT-4o compared to their own RAG implementation at 80.05%.
What I love about this is the compression ratios. For text content, they're getting 3 to 6x compression. But for tool-heavy agents generating large outputs, 5 to 40x compression.
That makes sense for the use cases they're targeting. B2B SaaS companies embedding agents in their web apps, SRE systems tracking alert investigations over months, document processing workflows.
These aren't use cases where you need to search a broad external corpus. You need the agent to remember what it's already seen and decided. That's the key trade-off here.
I'm giving this approach a solid A- for production environments where persistence matters more than dynamic knowledge discovery. The architecture is simpler, text-based, no vector databases, and the economics actually work.
The fact that it's shipping with plugins for LangChain and Versal's AI SDK means you can actually try this without rebuilding your entire stack.
So what should people build next? Boone, I know you're already adding this to your weekend project list.
guilty as charged. First thing, clone the Mastra repo and run their observational memory example locally. See how the observer and reflector agents actually compress your conversation history. Second, if you're already using LangChain or Vercel AI SDK, install their observational memory plugin and benchmark it against your current RAG setup on a long conversation. Track both accuracy and token costs. And third, build a simple persistent agent for something you actually use. Maybe a project tracker that remembers your preferences or a code review agent that maintains context across PRs. Test how it feels when memory actually persists. That's exploring next. As age,